Hi, everybody. How are you doing? I just wanted to come on and give a word of encouragement to you all. As I was waiting upon the Lord this morning, I was hearing this song. And again, this word is a simple word. And again, as I was waiting to hear him, I heard the song, "On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Our hope is built on nothing less." Those are the words that I started to hear. And then as I was waiting upon the Lord, he started to give me some scriptures, and he gave me a word. So I'll start with Psalm 18:2, where it says, "The God is my rock, my fortress, and my savior. My God is my rock, in whom I find protection. He is my shield, the power that saves me from my place of safety." And he continues on, and he continues to say this. He says, "Maybe you're going through some trials and through some tribulations or some shakings in your life. And even this nation is going through some shakings. And one thing for sure is that Jesus never changes. So my message for you today is to keep your eyes upon the Lord. Don't take your eyes off of him. He is our restorer, he is our deliverer, and he is our healer. Even though things around us may not look so sure, or we're unsure of our circumstances, if things are going to change, if things are going to remain this way. No, things will not remain this way. There's always change. There's always going to be change. Your circumstances will change. But the one thing that the Lord brought me to was the wise and the foolish builders. And so I'm going to read it from Matthew 7:24-25. It says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain came, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because its foundations were on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash." When we trust in the Lord, when our hope is in the Lord, everything else around us, the storms can blow, the storms can come in, the winds can blow, but if we're strong in the Lord and the power of his might, the things around us can blow and seem so unsure, circumstances can seem so unsure, but when we put our trust and our faith in him, then we're standing on that rock, because no matter what's going on around us, God is there with us. He's holding us up. He's our sure foundation. Nothing can falter when we're staying close to the Lord, when we're standing on his rock. So I thank you, Lord, for this message today. Father God, I pray that it brings hope, Father God, to whoever who's feeling hopeless, Lord God, or discouraged this day, Lord God. What's going on in our nation, God, it can bring great discouragement, God. It's bringing in confusion, Father God. But Father God, we know that you will have the victory, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for those, Father God, that they will see victory in their lives, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, that you are their solid rock, Lord God. I pray, Father God, for those who are maybe not even be close to you, Lord God, would want to draw close to you, Jesus, during this time of uncertainty, during this time of upheaval, Father God, during this time of shakings, Lord God. Draw them to you, God. Draw them to you, Father God. Let them know that you are there with them, Father God, that you have not left them, Father God, that you will not forsake them, Lord God. I thank you, Father God, and pray for those, Father God, that their strength, Father God, that they'll continue to lean upon you, Lord God, that they can continue to be drawn into their rock, Father God, their sure foundation, Lord God. I thank you, Father God. I also pray, Father God, let their faith arise, Lord Jesus. Let their faith arise, Lord God. Don't let them be wavering, Father God, to and fro, Father God, but keeping their eyes steadfast upon you. So I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for what you're about to do, Lord God. Father God, we trust you, Lord God, because you are our surety, Lord God. So I thank you, Jesus. I lift you up today, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. I pray that you have a blessed week. I pray that that whatever comes your way, whatever shakings may come your way, whatever uncertainties are in your life, that you would find your protection. You would find your safe place, your sure foundation through Christ Jesus. I thank you, God. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I praise your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.